Let us pledge to each other that we can, and so help us God, we will make America great again. Thank you very much.
And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
Of all the presidents in the post-war era, Ronald Reagan was the one about whom the establishment in Washington, D.C. was the most apprehensive before Donald Trump.
Pat Buchanan, Nigel Farage, and many others of the conservative populist sovereignty pushing viewpoint were at the launch party for the Ingram Angle, which debuts Monday, 10 p.m. on the Fox News Channel. We're going to pick out that musical theme any minute now. It's you know, you do things happen in their own time. And music for me is really important. So we want the music to be right, graphics to be right, but we're tweaking things. It's like, Raymond, you were in the theater. You tweak the set until the last moment the curtain goes up.
And the lights and the costumes.
The lights and... I said I wanted the Kitty Kelly lens where you put Vaseline on the lens. And
the Miss Kitty lens. Kitty Kelly wrote the Sinatra biography.
The Miss Kitty lens.
She's like toiling away in the corner of her office. You mean Miss Kitty on Bonanza.
Miss
For
Kitty.
Those children listening, that was a show back in the 60s where they would smear Vaseline because the poor lead actress was so elderly. They wanted to give her a dewy aspect.
I need the dewy look. So the could I have look. I want the desk lights. I want it to all flood me with just a luxurious, bathing me in luxurious
See, other people
light.
Are sending you bouquets of roses. I'm going to send you a vat of Vaseline.
Yeah, and I'm just going to have all the great camera guys at Fox. I'm just going to, they're going to have to help me. But the rise of conservative populism in Billionaire at the Barricades, I talked about how from Ross Perot to Buchanan, of course, then Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee, even George Bush. He said we're going to have a humble foreign policy, returning power to the people. Sounded
and
very
Clinton.
Oh, Bill Clinton had
a bit of a populist.
He had his sister soldier moment. Then he had his welfare reform that he did with Newt Gingrich, and he had to become more popular because, heck, after that midterm election loss and Hillary care going down in flames, he had to be a lot more pragmatic, and on some issues he was. Even Barack Obama, you have to look for it. But even he had his popular populist tonality, and we go through all of that in the book. And make sure that you get your copy Thanksgiving. You gotta visit someone for Thanksgiving. You get them a good book. You drop that down on the table, and that'll get them started talking. So we'll get into all of this, and we have a great guest on. Henry Olson from the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He's the author of a great book called The Working Class Republican, Ronald Reagan and the Return of Blue Collar Conservatism. He also had a phenomenal op-ed. Most Republicans wish they were like Reagan. Trump actually is, which we loved the other day. I tweeted it out and posted it on Facebook. And Henry joins us now. Henry, it's great to talk to you. How are you doing? Congrats on the book.
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing great, and it sounds like you're doing even better.
Well, we're having a lot of fun, and look, you and I are on this the sovereignty push and tracing the roots of this modern day conservative populism, economic nationalism, blue collar conservatism. The nomenclature is out there, but it's a curious thing when you have people like Jeff Flake and Bob Corker claiming to have captured the mantle of what conservatism really is. And then basically picking up their marbles and going home as Donald Trump is remaking the party, or at least reorienting the party.
Yeah, well, Trump is giving voice to the Republican voters and the non-Republican voters who have felt disenfranchised by both party elites for decades. And when he talks about putting Americans first, that's what Americans believe. They don't believe that a market or a government ought to rule their lives for them. And he's giving them voice and hope again when they haven't had it for a long time.
Do you believe, Henry, that the old-style Republican Party, I call them Bush Republicans, more globalist Republicans, big government Republicans, folks like, of course, Jeb Bush or even Marco Rubio to some extent, and you know, the Corker wing, the McCain wing, much more prone to military intervention, big government greatness programs and so forth, very generous on immigration, international trade. Is that ever coming back? Is there any real constituency for that today?
There's not a majority constituency for that in the Republican Party. They are kind of like a wing of the more moderate wing of the Democratic Party. And if they ever figured out how to get together, that would be a new party. But it's not a majority of the Republican Party. And I think they thought they were, and they're just shocked. And they continue to be shocked when they see that Republicans actually are conservative populist at heart, and they want that blend. They don't want what they've been sold for so many years.
How does the new tax plan fit in with what the president campaigned on, which is relief for middle-class Americans, and, of course, the corporate tax cut, which pretty much everybody agrees has to happen?
Yeah.
But what about that? Because it looks like the upper-income folks are going to be paying more under the Trump plan, but that kind of is populist. If that's how it actually turns out.
I mean, there's elements of the plan that are quite good, like the corporate income tax cut, but it doesn't give enough tax relief to working class Americans. And if you're a single person making $30,000-$35,000 a year, you're not going to get very much from this bill. And I do wish the president would step in and make the more corporatist Republicans who are writing the first draft of this plan write a plan that reflects what he campaigned on, which means giving more tax relief to working class folks, more tax relief to middle class, and less tax relief to the people who are making $1 million or more, while at the same time giving the necessary tax relief to corporations to help fuel wages and jobs.
Hillary Clinton has been on the never-ending book tour herself. I mean, she's now giving ham radio interviews and in Guam, so she's moving the needle on What Happened, to the name of her book. But she was commenting on the Republican Party a couple of days ago, and this is what her diagnosis is.
The Republican Party is imploding. It is becoming a far-right captive party to ideological, religious, and commercial interests, and taking every step they can to maintain power on behalf of themselves and those who are like-minded.
It's always, Buddha says the finger is always pointed back at you. So what about her comments there?
Well, progressives refuse to see how the majority of Americans don't share their interests. They decry the majority of Americans using a variety of epithets, and, she just rolled out three of them. But, the Republican Party will implode if they can't figure out how to make its different factions get along. And there is a constituency for Bush Republicanism. It's not a majority, and they need to learn to get along with the rest of the party. And the rest of the party needs to learn not to throw them out because there's not a majority without them. But united, this is where the country wants to go in a conservative populist direction, and it will do so for a long time if only we let it happen.
And Donald Trump does have to also understand and work with the old establishment. You can't fight everybody at one time. I mean, Reagan understood that. He didn't get his dander up when they called him Ronnie Reagan. He just was really successful. And I think the tone, the personality, obviously no one will ever be Reagan again. But Trump was able to capture that populist, pro-American, American first, American, make America great again sensibility. But he needs to, if possible, borrow some of Reagan's geniality, at least in dealing with the various wings of the party.
Absolutely. Ronald Reagan, from the minute Ronald Reagan got his start by endorsing Barry Goldwater, which was the most divisive split in the party prior to what we're going through now. And he was the champion of Goldwater, but as soon as he was nominee for governor, he said, my job is to unite the party. And he brought Rockefeller Republicans and Nixon Republicans and conservative Republicans and united them. And he knew that from the start. And that's what the president needs to do, is he needs to be the figure that brings these people together and gives them a seat at his table rather than unnecessarily driving people away from him.
What do you make of the Bannon war declaration on everyone, I guess, in the Senate except Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz is now the only one who doesn't get a challenge. What about that?
Look, Steve's got a lot of things going for him. He saw a lot of things before a lot of people in the Republican Party did. But there needs to be a coalition brought together that the elite Republicans have tried to keep the conservative populist wing from having a seat at the table. We forced our way in. but we need to have them in a seat at the table, just like Reagan understood that when you defeat the establishment, you don't destroy the establishment, you make them serve your interests. That's why he picked Bush. That's why he conciliated Rockefeller forces in 66. And I think Steve would be wiser if, having obtained a seat at the table, he made peace with the people that he vanquished.
This is a terrific book. It's our featured selection on LauraIngram.com and on Facebook. I loved your piece about people want to be more like Reagan. And guess what? You have somebody who actually has Reagan's, policy prescriptions in the White House now. So be happy with what you have. I mean, Trump's not perfect. None of us are. And he gets maybe tweets too much and says some things he shouldn't. But man, he walks through the fire, and everybody who's tangled with him pretty much is lost. So that's pretty interesting. From the NFL to Marco Rubio to the Bushes to the Obamas to the Clintons, and I don't know, maybe Mueller too. We'll see. But so far, I think Trump has the wins on his side.
Well, yeah, look, this is a man who, when he got into the race 2 years ago, Republicans didn't like him and Democrats hated him. And today Republicans love him, and independents generally are okay with him if they're open to a Republican appeal. And the Democrats still don't like him. This is a guy who has remade the world, and it's really not a good idea to, as Bush used to say, misunderestimate him.
Henry, love having you on. I hope you come on TV. Will you come on TV sometime with me?
Absolutely. Invite me and I'll be there.
Oh, fantastic. The Working Class Republican, terrific book. Terrific guest. Henry, keep writing out there. We need you out there. We'll take a break on the Laura Ingram Show, 855-40-LAURA. And remember, Equifax breach, a lot of people, you read these headlines about, my identity might have been compromised and the credit reports. 143 million consumers, 143 million have had their credit history breached. My friends, Yahoo, if you used a Yahoo account, it turns out all 3 billion Yahoo users' accounts have been impacted. Well, now is the time to get protection. Sign up for LifeLock today. They use proprietary technology to guard your accounts. They detect a wide range of threats, so no one can prevent all ID theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the best of the best. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Laura. You get 10% off. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Laura, 10% off now.
The Laura Ingram Show.